First Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 13. The Bible reads like this. But I would not, I preach some of these scriptures lots of times through the years. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Yes.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Amen. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord.
Yes.
Verse number 18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. And if the Lord help us for just a little while, here today I'd like to talk to us some, amen, about when Jesus comes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And whether you agree with it or not, whether you believe the Bible doctrine that we call the rapture, whether you believe that, amen, or whether you don't believe it, it still doesn't change the word of God. Amen.
Right. Right.
And let me tell you something. Jesus already came. Amen. He came as a babe the first time, didn't he?
Yeah.
He came through the virgin birth. Hallelujah. And he came and he lived a sinless life. Whew, glory to God.
Yes.
I'm glad he lived a sinless life, aren't you? Amen. I believe when they drove the nails in the palms of his hands and they put the spikes in his feet, I think when he hung there on that cross, he hung there a sinless man.
Right.
Whew, glory to God. Amen. Had he not been sinless, he couldn't have been our Savior. I'm glad that he was sinless, aren't you?
Hallelujah.
And I praise God that for his teachings and for his miracles and for the ministry when he came the first time. I praise God for his death, that he died, amen, upon Calvary, that you and I could have life. Amen.
Right.
You know the reason why we live and why we're going to live forever one day? Amen. It's because he died. Hallelujah. Just getting some of the basics squared away before I move on here. Amen. And not only did he die, Brother George, and this is entire messages here that I'm just skimming across. His death, amen, is a great Bible message. Hallelujah. But great Bible doctrine, the death of Jesus Christ. Amen. But not only did he die, but thank God, here's another major Bible thing. He rose again.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right. And you could preach a whole series of sermons right there. I'm thankful that I don't serve a God that is dead, but he's alive. Hallelujah. He rose again. Aren't you glad of that? And not only did he rise, but he ascended back to heaven. Hallelujah. Where is Jesus right now? I tell you where he is, Brother Earl. He's at the right hand of the throne on high. Praise God. He's right there beside the Father. Amen. I'm thankful for that, aren't you? Amen. I'm so thankful for the first coming of the Lord in amazing power and wonderful miracles and the love and the grace that he had when he came in sending his only begotten son into the world, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. I still believe that's powerful today. I still believe whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. I said I believe that you can get saved when you call on the name of Jesus. Amen. I got to move on here before I get too hung up. Praise God. This is all good preaching. I'm skimming across sermons. Amen. To get to where I need to get. Praise God. Amen. And when he left his people here, he did not leave us without hope. But he said, if I go away, here's a major Bible doctrine. Amen. Brother Earl mentioned a little bit tonight. He said, if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. Hallelujah. As Pentecostals, we believe in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I tell you, not only do I believe in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. And I'm going to preach on when Jesus comes here in just a minute. But when he comes, Brother Earl, did you know it's going to take the Holy Ghost to get you off the ground? Amen. Oh, yes. It's going to take the power of God that is within us to get us to rise, because Jesus ain't stepping foot when he comes back the next the ground or more. I don't even know if I got a 24-inch vertical anymore. There's a time I probably did. But Brother George, if you're going to get 2 or 3 feet off the ground or more, you're going to have the Holy Ghost down inside of your heart, Brother Tommy. And it's going to lift us up out of here. Hallelujah. I'm about to feel the Lord here. Thank God.
That's God. Him, Lord.
Yes.
Woo. We need a Holy Ghost, don't we?
Lord, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I got choked up there. Glory to God. Amen. So, amen. Let's move on here. John chapter 14 said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. But he said, I go to prepare a place for your mom and your dad. I go to prepare a place for Johnny and Susie. No, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Who does that mean? That means every man, woman, boy, and girl who's ever breathed the breath of life, who has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he's going to prepare a place for me. Amen. Oh, yes, it's singular right there. It means everybody that's called upon his name. Aren't you glad he's got a place prepared for you? Aren't you glad? I mentioned in the past, maybe go somewhere just a time or two. I've been with people, maybe. I remember when Michelle used to work, they'd reserve us a place at Christmas time at a fancy restaurant or a fancy place, and it had our name on it. You showed up, you had reservations. Amen. Nice meal was prepared. They was expecting you. Amen. And there it was, all reserved for you. Let me take some church. That's what's going to happen one of these days. I sit there, and I'm not so much worried about it. But there's a mansion reserved for me. Hallelujah. There's a place in heaven reserved for me, Brother Daniel. Glory to God. I'm about to feel excited. Hallelujah. I'm about to feel that third person that I talked about a while ago. The Godhead come in here and let us know that Jesus is coming. I said he's coming. He's a coming. And when he comes, are you going to be ready? That's the question I want to ask you today. When he comes, are you going to be ready?
Yes,
Lord. Bless you, Lord. Three simple points and I'm done.
Bless you, Lord.
Point number one, like preached to us here, amen, is there will be a resurrection.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Here in this, in the book of Thessalonians, they had heard about the coming of the Lord. I have used this a lot. Most every funeral I've ever preached, I've used this phrase right here. Amen. And they knew that he was coming, but they were confused about the doctrine of the coming of the Lord. They thought that their believers had to be alive to meet the Lord when he came, and they had it in their minds that if their loved ones had died, physically died, and they had died, that if the Lord came back, they'd be left because they wasn't alive to meet the Lord. And he said, amen, I come to tell you, hallelujah, amen. And he later said, comfort ye one another with these words. He said, not only are they going to resurrect one day, but the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Hallelujah. Amen. They that died before us, they that's already in the grave, amen. You know what he said? They're going to get up first. Let me tell you something, church. That's a miracle right there. And I know we say that cliche, but that ought to make us shout. Amen. To know, Brother George. Hallelujah. I'm alive right now, but there's probably a good chance. I believe the Lord could come back right now, but there's also a good chance life is short. That we're going to be in a grave somewhere when it comes. But because he rose again, one of these days I can rise again. Because Jesus had the power over death, hell, and the grave. And he got up. Amen, Brother Daniel. One of these days we're going to get up. One of these days them old bodies is going to get up out of the grave.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad, hallelujah, that I've got the promise.
Amen.
Amen. That I can get up. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Amen. I want you to look at this. There's a word here in this, and he said that they are asleep. Hallelujah. This was a euphemism for death. Their bodies are asleep, but their spirits are alive. Sleep implies rest. Hallelujah. That much is true. The redeemed are resting from their burdens and from their trials. Hallelujah. Amen. I need to get some verses here. Give me some help. Sister Dottie, go ahead and get me 1 Corinthians 15 and 51. And I'll need two verses of scripture. And take us, Brother George, you got your glasses. Brother Kipton, you get ready. Brother George, get Luke 17, 34 through 36. Brother Kipton, get me a hallelujah, I done lost my place. Revelation 14 and 13. Hallelujah. And who wants to give me Revelation 21? I need that one. Revelation 21. Sister Stacy, give me Revelation 21, verse number 4. Now you remember your verses. Praise God. Amen. But oh, one of these days. Hallelujah. Sleep, Brother Earl. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Sleep, amen. They're resting from their labors. I've told you this a lot of times through the years, but there used to be a guy that pastored this church by the name of Chuck Mills. If Sister Peggy was here, she remembers Chuck Mills. But he had died and passed away. Amen. And his wife, Sister Mills, I think her name was Roberta Mills. I met her at a funeral home somewhere one time, and she was there, and we met one another and become acquainted, and she got to breaking down and crying, and she said, Brother Jason, here's what she said, Brother George. She said, Brother Jason, I got a question for you. She said, my husband's gone. I was really surprised that she thought like this. She said, my husband's been gone for several years, and I've wondered so many times, where is Chuck? His name was Chuck Mill. Where is Chuck? She said, is he just out there somewhere? He been floating around in eternity. He said, where are you? Amen. I got you. She said, I'm worried. Where's my husband at? I said, sis, I was just a young preacher back then, probably about 28 or 30. I said, sis, let me tell you something. And I got a little excited in me. Amen. I said, let me tell you something. I don't know your husband. I never shook his hand. I never met him a day of my life. But here's something I can tell you. If your husband was saved, amen, by the blood of Jesus Christ, and he died saved, I'll tell you where your husband is. He's not just floating around somewhere in the eons of eternity. He's not just out there somewhere. He's in the presence of the living God. Habitation, church. That's what I've got to look forward to. That's what I know with every fiber in me. When we lay him in the ground, Brother Daniel, that mother of yours, I could go on down the list. Those family members of yours that you know love God, I'll tell you where they are. They're better now today than they've ever been. They're not hurting. They're not suffering. They're not in sorrow. They're in the presence of an almighty God. And I come to tell you, church, you can rest assured. Comfort ye one another with these words, that they are in the presence of the Lord. Revelation 14 and 13. Who had that one? Read it for us, Brother Gifton.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me.
Listen to this. Now, I'll interrupt you a lot here. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me.
Right, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
Wait there. Now this, I'm having a hard time getting through all these scriptures.
Come on.
Blessed are... Amen. They that die in the Lord. That's enough shout there right there, Brother Tony. Amen. Blessed are they that die in the Lord. Blessed are they. Hey, woo! You ain't hearing what I'm saying. You didn't hear me. Blessed are they that die in the Lord.
There you go.
Read on.
From henceforth, ye said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them.
Yes.
Blessed are they which die in the Lord, for they're resting from their labors and their works are going to follow them. You know what God's saying, Brother Chris? You know what God's saying? I ain't forget, amen, their manner of labor, amen, that they done for me. If they ever gave a cup of cold water in my name, I remember that. If they ever talked about a sinner, a sinner, Lord. I remember that. Great God, I come to tell us they're resting from their labor, and their works will follow them. Hey, I come to tell the church we're working for something. I said we're working for something. We're laying up treasure in another land. I said we're laying up treasure in another land. And when they die, it's not in vain, but blessed are they which die in the Lord.
Yes. Revelation 21:4.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Yes, God.
Praise.
And you're still standing there with that shouting. No more death, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more heartaches. Amen. Oh, no more fighting the devil in your mind, no more wrestling around down here this whole life. Hey, church, I come to tell us Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, and it's going to be worth it. Amen. To know the Lord when he comes.
Let's move on here. Keep your verses. Amen. And in verse 14, Paul tells us that God will bring the dead in Christ with him when he comes. Woo! If he's going to bring the dead with him, amen.
Come on.
Then I want to ask you a question today. Where are they at right now? Hey, I'll tell you, I'm about to feel like running. I'm about to feel like shouting. Paul said, when he comes, he's bringing the dead with him. When he comes, they're coming like a mighty army, like a great cloud of witnesses. Hey, I come to tell the devil right here in his house, they're with him right now in the presence of an almighty God.
Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. Who had that one?
15, didn't I? Well, I'm sorry. You kicked 15. Praise the Lord. Did I not give that one to anybody? Yeah. Amen. Let me look it up because it's worth getting. Praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. We'll do it the old-fashioned way here. Amen. I speak not a commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Praise God. That's what happens when you go by the fly of the cup. I'm in chapter 8 instead of chapter 5. 5 and verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body.
Right.
Amen. Did you hear this? Woo! He said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body. Hey, I'm preaching about, they're already with him. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. I come to tell us in this house, church, amen, they're not just gone. They're not, amen, somewhere where we don't know. They're in the presence of a loving, living God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Woo!
Keep your spots. I messed up. Philippians. I need to get this one. Philippians 1 and 20. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Amen. We got plenty of time. According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or whether it be by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But, amen, if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet, what I shall choose, I want not. Amen. Look, I come to tell you here. He said, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Paul said, I've got a desire to go on and be with Christ, which is far better. But he said, it's better for you that I stay. Hallelujah. I come to tell his church, when we depart from
Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
The last funeral I was in was my daughter's funeral. Until today. It hit me hard, Brother Daniel. It hit me real hard.
Bless you.
And I thought, Brother George, I was sitting there, had a little part in that funeral, and that old guy, Brother Earl, knew him way better than me. I just knew him, met him 7 months ago, up there in the hospital. And I know this, he took a heavy burden for us. And he come in there and he prayed, and he had lost a son, and he told me a whole lot, you know. And we kind of got real close here in about 2 weeks' time. Woo. And I think I know that he knows how heavy my heart was. I believe he felt the heaviness of my heart. I really do. I believe he felt that. We got close quick. Amen. And I don't know what to tell you other than when I went up there, amen, I had to call you out of the pews. I went up there, Sister Dottie, for the last time to see him here today. And they had a lot of good words to say about him. And his wife was up there a sobbing and a crying. And his daughter and his family. Amen. But when I got up there, Brother Daniel, woo, and maybe sometimes I think all this up in my mind. Amen. But I just let me have a good imagination. But I sat up there, amen, and I got to weeping, and I got to crying uncontrollably. And I believe something in my spirit said, he went and told her how much you love her. He went and told her how heavy your heart really is. And I come to tell the church that I'm in the presence of the living God. I know my baby girl is in a place that she wouldn't trade places with me. But oh, it still hurts and it's still heavy. But can I tell you today, amen, she's in the presence of a living God.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to preach on here.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep your verses. Amen. The fear of the Thessalonians, Paul tells them not to worry. When Jesus comes, the dead will rise first. He said he will not prevent them, which means it will not precede them. We are all going in the first resurrection. Woo. But they will be raised and translated first. A cemetery, Brother John Gabbard, you say like pray in a cemetery. A cemetery would not be a bad place to be when the Lord comes. Woo. I said a cemetery wouldn't be a bad place to be when the Lord comes. Amen. Oh, I got to move on here. And I'm about to get called away here. Amen. But oh, I'll tell you what else, how else it's going to happen. It's going to happen suddenly. Hallelujah. Amen. To snatch away or to seize. Amen. By force. When Jesus comes, it will be a sudden event. One moment, we'll be living life like normal. Go ahead, Sister Dottie. You did have the right verse 15, 51, and 52. And Brother George, get Luke ready. Amen. One minute, we'll be living life like normal. This looks like nothing ever happened. But did you know, in just a flip, amen, snap of a finger, in just a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, how fast can your eye twinkle? Amen, 1/20th of a second, your eye can twinkle. Hey, just like that, everything changes. Just like that, a sudden event happens, and God is coming back to rapture his church away.
Amen.
Tell us, Sister Dottie, what it says.
Behold, I show you a mystery. Ye shall not all sleep, that you shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
You shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Yes, God.
At the last trump.
The last trump.
The trumpet shall sound.
Trumpet's going to sound.
And the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Dead raised incorruptible.
And we shall be changed.
And we shall be changed. Woo! How are we going to be changed? We're going to be changed from mortal to immortal.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank we're going to have a change.
Right.
Woo.
Jesus.
We're going to change.
Thank you, Lord.
And we'll never die. Hallelujah. Lord, amen. Lord. I don't have time to go back to the garden. I don't have time to go back to Genesis. God made us the first time to live forever. But sin got into the equation. And the devil got in the midst. And Adam and Eve fell into sin. And because man sinned, he said, in the day that you do of this, ye shall surely die. And man had to die. And ever since then, Brother Daniel, we got to go through that old tunnel that we call death. And until the Lord comes back, every one of us will go through the jaws of death. Amen. But I'm so thankful that I don't have to fear death, because I know, amen, woo, I know the Savior. I know the Master. I know the one that conquered death. Thank God I don't have to be afraid to die. I can go through death because I know the one that conquered death.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Luke. George, read us Luke.
I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed.
Seven.
One shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left.
The other left.
Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Oh, God.
And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Jesus, be to God.
Come on, you raise your hand and praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God, bring us to an altar right here. It's going to be sudden. All at one time, we're going to get up.
Hallelujah.
Sodom. They got up, Brother Earl, that morning. They smelled the coffee brewing. The streets were busy just like every other day. Amen. The local cafe had people sitting in them eating breakfast that morning. But you know, by the time that day ended, everything suddenly changed.
Right.
Amen. The judgment of God came on Sodom.
Right.
Woo. Hallelujah. What about old Noah building that ark? Some say 100, 120, ever how many years? I'm not here to argue about how many, but we know this. Noah built that ark a long years.
Right.
Over 100 years he built on that ark, Brother Daniel. Amen. And I tell you, that day that it rained, everybody got up just like another day. That old preacher down there is crazy. He don't know what he's talking about. But this is a different day. Suddenly, everything changed. Suddenly, amen, the rain and the judgment of God began to come. Hey, church, I come to tell you, when's it going to change? It can happen today. Suddenly, the Lord would come back. And I come to ask you this question. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready to go back with him when it comes to rapture the church?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
God.
Amen. Lord.
Jesus.
It's going to be a sudden event. It's going to be a serious event. Amen. It is a verse of action. The Lord is pictured coming into the very domain of the air. I want to give you this, and I'm done. I ain't going to hold you long here. But did you know Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 2. I want you to listen to this. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. He said that the domain of the devil was the prince of the power of the air. That's where the devil operates at. That's where the devil, he's the prince of the power of the air. But did you know when Jesus comes back, he's coming back and meeting the devil on his ground. He's coming back and he's going to meet the devil in his territory. And he's going to come back in the air. Hallelujah. And snatch us away and call us away. Amen. And take over even the devil's domain. And I come to tell us in this house, thank God, it's going to be a wonderful time. Thank God, it's going to be a wonderful day.
Yes, God.
Glory to God.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to meet the Savior. So shall we ever be with the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Well, it excites us
praise
to get in His presence now. We had a wonderful service, didn't we?
Yes,
Right.
I want the Lord to know. I felt the Spirit of God today, and I believe He come by to help a lot of folks in this house. And I appreciate the Spirit of God. But believe it or not, and I don't like it no more than you like it, we have to leave His presence, and leave His house, and go live life this week. You got to do that. And sometimes we might go days without feeling the Lord. Sometimes we might go out, and I like to feel Him all the time. But what I'm telling you is, amen, we gotta go live life. We gotta occupy till He comes. But one of these days, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Can you imagine getting to live with Him every day?
Thank you, Lord.
Have you ever felt the power of the Holy Ghost getting on you, and you feel so good you feel like you're going to get resurrected? Can you imagine feeling that every day?
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, this world don't hold no pleasure and no charms for me. Hallelujah. Oh, to get in His presence. Oh, won't you raise your hand with me, church, and help me try to think about this. Lord, to be in Your presence, to be in Your spirit, to be in Your power. Like Sister Jenny said, I want to just saturate myself with Your power and Your glory and Your love, Lord. And oh God, why don't You, Lord, saturate us one of these days, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. I'm done. Did you know that they said that the Lord sent an angel to announce His birth?
Right. Yeah.
Did you know that He sent an angel to announce that He's no longer here, but He is resurrected? But did you know when He comes back next time? Yeah. Won't be no angel.
Come on.
But it's going to be the Lord.
Yeah.
Himself. I said the Lord Himself. So what's going to happen? Yes, there's going to be a resurrection. And yes, He's going to rescue us. But lastly, there's going to be a great reunion. Hallelujah. And so shall we be caught up together with them. There are multitudes that have gone on before us. We miss them right now. We can't touch them. We can't hold them. We can't have a conversation with them. I remember when Brother Tommy told Gary Mason back, he was grieving over his dad that passed away. I'll never forget that. When old Gary Mason back walked down that aisle, and Brother Tommy said, Brother Gary, if you get to hit him before I do, tell my dad I love him. Hallelujah. Tell my dad I love him. Glory to God. One of these days, Brother George, we're going to get to talk with him. One of these days, we're going to get to sit down and eat with him. Glory to God, I come to tell us, it's going to be worth it. One of these days.
Hallelujah.
Somebody help me on this pen. I'm done.
I'm
like a baked chicken up here. It's hot. Woo! When Jesus comes, we're going home. When Jesus comes, all pain and sorrow and suffering and sin and heartache will immediately be gone. When Jesus comes, we will leave this world behind and fly away to a far better place. Hey, I come to ask you today, are you ready? Are you ready? Glory, glory, glory. Are you ready? Amen. For when the Lord comes, stand with me in this house. Stand with me here today. I want you to ask yourself this question. If the Lord should come back, and this would be my last day on earth, and this would be the last day that I ever draw breath, am I ready to meet the Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Are you ready? I want you to answer me one question. What else matters? I don't know, Brother George, and I love to fish. I don't know. I get on that sometimes. I ain't near as good as a lot of you guys. I enjoy it. But maybe a phoenix, I don't know. How much a phoenix costs? $100,000. If I had a phoenix bass boat and a nicer truck than that to pull it, and missed heaven, what would that matter?
Right.
Right. Don't get me wrong, if that multimillionaire or push that snow yesterday wanted to buy us one, we'll take it. What I'm trying to get you to understand today is, what in life is more important than being ready to meet God? Don't get sidetracked. Don't get your eyes on everything else, jobs and houses and things. And don't get your eyes on all that. Pleasure. We're in a pleasure-stricken world, ain't we?
Yeah, yes.
Man, people do anything to have a little bit of fun. They don't know that verse I just told you. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Do you know of anything on earth that's any better than that?
No.
Being with Him.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
You know, I mean, everybody likes different things. I love every one of you. We get together and have a meal, and I enjoy sitting around cutting up and laughing. You know, guys are just a lot different women. God meant it's all that way. But I can sit down with a bunch of guys and we just cut up and laugh. And Michelle sees me over and she says, what are y'all talking about? I said, we're talking about much of nothing. We're just having a good time. Just having a good time.
Yes.
Just having a good time.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I want to have a good time forever.
Amen.
There ain't nothing on this earth. You know, I could preach holiness right here and go listing about 100 things. Is any of that worth missing God and missing heaven over? I feel the Holy Ghost. Pray for me, church. I'm done here. Are you ready to meet Him? Do you want to give Him 100% of your life? And say, Lord, I'm going to sell out. I'm going to sell out and be ready to meet you, Lord. Not just today, but every day of my life, I'm going to live like it's my last. Live every day like it's your last day, because it might be. It might be. Bow your head, Lord. I appreciate the Spirit of God in this service today. And I appreciate the way the Spirit of the Lord moved earlier. I thought real serious about not even preaching. But then I felt there was a few in this house that need to hear your word today. God, that's what we did. We cleared this parking lot off out here. And you worked it out and got us a snow plow over here, Lord, so we can have this service. This service was ordained by you, God. And there's folks in this house right now, Lord, their life needs to be ordained by you. They need to surrender to you and say, God, I'm going to give you the rest. Whatever, however much of the rest of my life is, I'm going to give it to you, God. Would you tell the Lord that, Lord, you can have the rest of my life. One day, 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, you can have the rest of my life. Come on, these altars are open. We need some commitments on this altar. We need some commitments in this altar today. Lord, you can have the rest of my life. I need to give it to you, Lord. I need to be ready, God, to give you 100% of me. So shall we ever? I don't think we can fathom. That's why he said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither have entered in the heart of man what God hath in store. We can't understand what it's like being in the presence of God every day, every minute.